Okay, so we're holding a kuf aleph from a base on the two dots towards the top of the page. So it's quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in the case of a woman who was an islandess, if Mithilna saw the Shem islandess, then she has a ksuv. And then it continued on. So we're talking about an islandess. If he knew beforehand that she's an islandess, so he accepted. So he can't. The argument of islandess is because of mechatos. So it's not a mechatos. If he knew she was an islandess, and he accepted her anyway. Amar Rav Huna, islandess isha ve'ena isha amana isha gemura. So what does that mean? Islandess isha ve'ena isha. If he knew the fact that she was an islandess, she gets a ksuba. Which means he married, even though she was married before, he did not know that. So that's not kanska bechesis psula v'nimsis beula. It's not a time of losing her ksuba. She's an isha gemura, but an islandess is lacking in some elements of an isha, and therefore, if he did not know about it, that's a mechatos. Okay, that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna Omer Achazu Achazu Isha Vena Isha, which means Hikerbo Yesha Ksuba Lahikerbo Ein Laksuba. So there's some element which is lacking by the case of the Mona also. Okay. Fine. Meisvei. Now Rashi learns that the case of Amana, he's referring to the case of Amana, that's going back to the case of Amana, the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol married her not knowing that she's an Amana, and it turns out she's an Amana, so it's also Mekotos, so he can't be with an Amana. Other hand, so that's Rehuda's argument. So Lahika Boz and Laksuba. So Rav Huna is a Kiddush. Rav Huna says that the Maisa, she's an Isha, so he cannot argue Mechatos because there's nothing wrong with her Be'etzim as an Isha. So he cannot argue Mechatos, even though he can't stay married to her. But he has to pay, and the Mishnah says a Monokan Gadol gets a Ksuva, so he has to pay her a Ksuva. Had he known she's an Amon, he never would have married her. That's not enough of an argument to make her lose her ksuba. Okay, meisvei. Kotzah becheska shehikain, v'nimsa shehikain, yesh la ksuba. So the Braisa says, if he married her knowing that she's an Amona, so then she gets a ksuba, which means hastama ein la ksuba. But if he married her stam, not knowing that she's an Amona, so then she doesn't get a ksuba. So that's a kasha and Rav Huna. And it's a rise of Yehuda. So Mora says, no. Lo tema, don't say, don't be medayik from the braisa. Hastama ain laksuva. It's a kasha and Rav Huna. It's a rise of Yehuda. Okay. Ela ema, so make a deal like this. Make a deal. Hakonsa bechesa she'ena kain. V'nimsa she kain. Ein laksuba. If he told him explicitly she's not an almana, and it turned out that she is an almana, so then she doesn't get a ksuba. But he married her stam. So that's where Rav Huna says that she still gets a ksuba. So the Mora says, okay.
Did he have like a different gears? I mean, how can he just sort of change around the words like this?
No. He's saying the Braisa says, "Kansa beheskes shehikain Yeah. So there's clearly a case where it's not. So what's the case where it's not? The case is not where Kotzer Bechesed She'ena Kain. Benimsa She'ena Kain, Ein Luxuba. But you're instead of being Medayik, Stam, being Medayik, a case where she told them not like that.
That's unusual, no? That you would be Medayik that.
Well, the more is going to go there. The more is going to go there. Yeah. The more says, "Okay, I will stam my." So, what do you tell me? In the case of stam, you telling me that she gets a ksuba isla. So then, on the Tony bechesa she came. Rim says she came. Yes, a ksuba. That she didn't stam her. The kolosh can't hot. That would be true. That's a much bigger chiddush. So why do you have give me a case where a concept bechesa she came? Which means she told him. And it turned out she gets a ksuba. Even tell me, give me a case where she didn't tell him. Right? And it's right, and then it turns out she's an almana, she gets a ksuba. Okay. Right. Totally, there's another brace, so. What was it about over here? Yesh laksuba. Okay. So lachar the diuk that stama, if stama would be true, it's much bigger chiddush, and the Brisa should have said it. The fact that Brisa did not say it is indicative of the fact that that's not true. Right, Tony, we learned in a different Brisa. It says kansa biyadua, the name says biyadua. So not that she said, right? But that was something which is a known fact. Yesh laksuba, but kansa stam ein laksuba. It's only kansa biyadua means that this is a known fact. So he married her based on this information. But if he married her without knowing whether, even though she didn't discuss it or not, that's not the issue of this bride. So the first bride, she came in, she's giving over that information, that's what she is. Bidua means it's a known fact. Stam means it's not a known fact. So to you have to Rav Huna. So this Braisa clearly is against Rav Huna. So Mora says that you're right. So why did Rav Huna say what he said? Rav Huna, Masisin, I think he said the Mishnah is what confused him, made him make this mistake. Why? Sover. Minika miflig be islandis. Loka maflig be almono. Mikhal da almono. Filo be stoma nami islo. So the Mishnah by islandis it says, no sor l'shem islandis yesh l'ksufa. So there the Mishnah gets involved in that if he knew that she's an islandis, then she gets a ksufa. If he didn't know, she doesn't get a ksufa. But Almona, it does not mention that it doesn't have a parallel case of differentiating whether he knew she was an Almona or not. So apparently, there's no difference if he knew or not. By Islandist, there is a difference if he knew. And by Almona, there's no difference if he knew or not. So that's where Rav Huna came from. That was Rav Huna's deal. Because of the Gemara, but Balohi, Michal Dalmona, Istama Nami Isla, Philip Istama Nami Isla, so therefore Rav Huna came along and said, by the case of Almona, apparently even Bistam, she gets a ksuba. But Balohi, Kiktani Law, Dalmona, Aplukta the island, it's koi. When it said the case of Mona, it was relying on the same differentiation that we made by the case of our islandess, that you're supposed to apply that same differentiation to the case of the Mona as well. So the fact that Mishnah didn't say it wasn't because it's being Nidaic that it's not, that, there's no, that, that that difference isn't true over there. It's just relying, it said it already. Okay. Zakrashi. The third, fourth line, the fourth line from the top. Isha men Isha, which means Pamim he ki Ishtoi, Pamim Enoki Ishtoi. She'll function like his wife, but she'll not like his wife. So the case of Ireland is if he knew about it, she's his wife, if not, not. Amalek Kain Gadol. So that's where we have Mechosi, Rav Huna, and Rav Yehuda. Behechesa she came. Shadi also shehi Amalek. He married her with understanding that she's an almana, which means she informed him. And she is, so then she gets Hostama. How will they call Hikarba? So that if, in case he married her Stam, means he didn't know. We didn't know that. So Rabbi Huda says she doesn't get Aksuba like the Bryce says, seems to indicate. But Rabbi Huda says she does. Ain law, and therefore it's here to the Rabbi Huda. So Mora says, no, make the diyek, b'chesa she'ena came. She'hitosoi, she fooled him. V'amr loy, loy niskadashi l'odom yorlin. They never married anybody else. And now it turned out that that's not true. So then she doesn't, that diyek is true. Awastama, shalai histe imo. They didn't discuss it. Milo hikarba, but he did not know otherwise. Then we could argue that yeshlo, she gets a ksuba like Rav Huna. This other bride says, come to me, Yadua. She Almana. If you married her knowing that she's an Almana, not that she told him or not told him, but that knowing, but then she gets a ksuba. It means Stam, which he didn't know. In other words, if in the case of the bride, where it's about what she told him, so the diak is if she told him otherwise. The case of the bride talks about him knowing nothing to do with what she told him. So the parallel case would be he didn't know that Stam, not whether she told him or not. So over there, so we have a deal against Rav Huna. So Mar says, what was Rav Huna's mistake? Mina Kamavu by Island is Dimit Kilin the Soil of Shame, Island is Yeshla. But in the case of an islandist, we differentiate whether if he knew that she's an islandist, she gets. It doesn't say that by the case of Amona, it means that Amona, there's no difference. But Molohi, Kiktani La Amona, Bekamer Yesh Aksuba, the case of Amona, which we're saying gets Aksuba, is relying back, a put that islandist caught. It's going back, it's relying on the differentiation which we said by islandists. Achash Achilik by islandists. The Mishnah is relying after we already clarified and we differentiated by islanders, Pirish, that Hikarba Yesh Aksuba, that the case where he knew, then she gets Aksuba. Based on that, Shano Alamana Etzla, we wrote the case of Amana next to it. The Kamar, Af Amana Nami Shehikarba, Minasola Shem Amana Yesh Aksuba. So the case of Amana as well. If he knew about it and he married her based on that, that's when she gets the ksuba. But if he married her believing that she's not an almana and that she's mutter to him, and then it turned out that she is an almana, she's usher to him, so to Mechoto said he's not chayav to pay her ksuba. Let's see. Yeah, it's all to my kids that can't go.
And if it's a mekachtos, then
I was a mekachtos, and this the point doesn't need to get.
But that's a good question.
Right. But in regards to the chiyuv ksuba, he wasn't mechayim himself a ksuba under the circumstances.
But why isn't that a mekachtos, you know, adekach that no get is required? Sounds pretty severe, right? I mean, it's an isser. I mean,
we have a problem. I don't know. So there also be this loose. So we have to say they didn't mean not l'shem kedusha. Once he got to the point of bia, we have to question that. Like you know, we had back in the seventh parak. Mumin, and even didn't sue him. So even he's mamish forgot it tonight. In this moment, so we said if he already did bia, so animals will be the snooze and he has to give her a get.
So if they just did kedusha,
right, right.
Then in the case of a monocon gadol, would a get be required?
I would assume not. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but that's what I would assume. I never passed on that child, will you? Okay. Rabbi Greengard, if you mute your phone, so you won't hear the background noise.
I'm sorry?
If you mute your phone, we won't hear the background noise.
Okay. I'm not sure what you said. I'm confused.
If you mute your phone...
Yeah, I'm on my phone now.
There's a mute point where you can make it. We don't hear any noise.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. Try that. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, you will hear me.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay, thank you. The noise is the isha. That's the Mishnah. The noise is the isha. Uposki imoy kadesha yozin es bito chamei shana. Chayvul zanu chamei shana. So the person did the suin. The woman had a child from a different marriage, and he made a commitment to support this woman's daughter for 5 years. So he made a financial commitment. He has to support her. So now this girl got married. I'm sorry. No, then he divorced her. This is la'acher. Uposki imoy kedei sheyozin es bito chamesh shanim chayv lazana chamesh shanim. So now she has a third marriage, right? So lo yomer harishon v'chishatavu etzli azayno alamalach lo mezono seo lamakam she lamakam lemakam ima. Okay. Yeah, the gears on the side. I guess is Makum Ima. The first one made a financial commitment, not part of the marriage. He made a commitment to support her, so he's Mukhiv the supporter. She's living now with somebody else because this woman, he divorced this woman and she remarried. He still is a Chiyuv to support the daughter. That was not Tanai in the marriage. So he can't argue, listen, she's living by me, because the mother's married to me, so I'll have to support the daughter. Now that she's married to somebody else, and I'm Mukhiv the giver of Mizernus, that's not true, he's Mukhiv the giver of the Mizernus at another place. So the two men will get together and say, so we'll both support her together. Why should we give her double support? That's not true. But each made a separate financial commitment. So one has to give her actual food. Another one will give her money to put away. Each one made a separate chiyuv. Each one has their own separate chiyuv. Okay. What about Nisei? So now the girl got married. So the husband has a chiyuv. So she got married and she had already had the suin. So now the husband is mechuyev to support her. What happens to their commitments? So baal noson lo mezonos v'hei noson lo demei mezonos. Okay. Meisu. Now the husbands of the mother died during this 5-year period. to Benoseyan, their own natural daughters, their own actual daughters, Mizonis Menachasim and Echarim. Mizonis Abbas, we don't collect from Mishabodim. But Behina Zonis Menachasim Mishabodim, Meneshi Kibal Eskoyim, he wrote a Pechiyuv to her. He made a personal debt to her, so it's like any debt. So anybody who bought karka from him afterwards bought it with her lien on it. So she can collect from Mishabodim. Whereas the whereas his own daughters have a right to get mezonos from his estate only from Bnei Charban, not with that which he sold. So they would write a lashon of in this chiyuv that I'm only mechayev myself to support as long as we're living together. But if I would divorce you, I'm not going to be mechayev to support your daughter anymore. So that would be the intelligent way of doing it. Okay, let's leave Rashi for tomorrow.
What's the ordering here of the daughters versus this chiyuv? Who gets the support first? Well, I'm thinking if either the no mishubadim, even if the mishubadim, it's not clear to me how that works. Do you say, oh, well, you know, we'll feed the daughters first, and no, oh, okay, all the karka's used up. Now we have to go to mishubadim. Versus, if you know, make good on the financial chiyuv, and then oh, we run out, and you don't go to the mishubadim.
I remember the Mora discusses something along those lines. I don't remember exactly that case or not. Well, let's see when we get to the Gemara. Okay, let's hold it here.